Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Gravitate Coworking, a community of entrepreneurs, freelancers, and remote workers who believe that life is better when you work together. Learn more at gravitatecoworking.com/IPR. Gravitate Coworking. Find your tribe.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. For 20 years, readers have been hooked on the adventures of Harry Potter and his friends. Many people also find inspiration in the characters and themes of the books by J.K. Rowling. And the very popular podcast, Harry Potter and the Sacred Text, has grown out of that community. The podcast takes a serious and intentional look at the work and the lessons we can take from it. And the podcast is coming to Iowa for a live event on Monday, March 18th. Featuring podcast co-host Vanessa Zoltan and Chloe Angel, who's contributing editor to MarieClaire.com and lives in Iowa City. The subject of this event, they'll be asking, in these trying times, what would Hermione do? And with me now is Vanessa Zoltan. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for being here. And Chloe Angel is also here. Hello, Chloe.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And Vanessa, for people who haven't heard the podcast, tell us your origin story. How did this come about?
Sure. I was, you know, like you are, a Jewish atheist at a Christian divinity school and struggling with what it meant to pray in a world that, you know, having more complicated feelings about religion. And so I started doing research on treating secular things as if they were sacred. And initially was using my favorite book, Jane Eyre, and treating it as sacred and having a minister teach me how to do that. And then one of the things that we realized that in order to treat something secular as if it was sacred, you needed a community. And so I gathered a small group of women to come together and read Jane Eyre as if it was sacred. And one week, my friend Casper came and he said, you know, Vanessa, this is really amazing what you're doing. It would be even cooler if you did it with a book people actually liked to read. And I was like, what? But people actually, I know, and wrong. People like to read Jane Eyre.
Yes, we do.
I was like, what book? And he said, Harry Potter. And I was like, oh, that's actually a pretty good idea. And, you know, I really do believe that you can treat anything in your life as if it was sacred. But Harry Potter is uniquely qualified for all sorts of reasons, for the messages, for its ubiquity, for the fact that you can look at an 8-year-old on the subway and be like, oh, are you a Hufflepuff? Is that why you're wearing that color? And there's just something really uniquely qualified about Harry Potter to gather people, behave as a community, and bend over a text and treat it as sacred.
Well, let's talk about what that means, to treat a text as sacred. You're not pretending that God dictated, you know, the Harry Potter books. You're not worshiping Harry Potter. But when you read the text as sacred, what does that mean?
Yeah, so what we say is that sacred is an act and not a thing. And so by treating something sacred, it's all in our interactions with the text that make it sacred. Because, you know, most religions, the central message that religions want you to take away is, you know, the golden rule, treat your neighbor as you would want to be treated, which is really a lesson in empathy. And that is a lesson of, you know, of how you treat something. It's treating your neighbor as if they were sacred. And so that's what we're trying to practice. And so what we say is that in order to treat something as sacred, you need faith, rigor, and community. And so the faith is just faith that the more time you spend with it, the more gifts it will give you. And, you know, if you think about, you know, your relationship with your mom, for example, you don't believe that your mom is perfect. You don't believe that your mom is, you know, given some sort of like grace by God that makes everything she says the word of God. But you do constantly want to be trying to understand her and constantly living in relationship with her. And then with rigor, we have these reading practices, which is going to be a lot of what Chloe and I do on Monday night, to really keep ourselves diligently engaged with the text. And then community, you know, that's really just for the gym buddy reason, you are more likely to stay rigorously and faithfully involved in something if a community gathers with you. That's why we have wedding ceremonies, right? If you want a community who's saying, we bear witness to these vows that you're taking and we will help you maintain them. Accountability partners. And so we say a text is sacred if a community gathers and says that it is.
So, all right, there's your story of how this podcast came about and how you came to this kind of reading, this kind of conversation. Chloe, how did you get connected with Vanessa?
I just want to say, before I answer that question, I do think my mom is perfect. She's going to be listening to this, so I just want to say real quick, I do think her word is the word of God.
All right, on the record.
Before we go any further. I came to this podcast because in the aftermath of the 2016 election, like a lot of people, I turned to the Harry Potter books for inspiration and comfort and strength. And one thing that I noticed was that there are a lot of memes going around asking, you know, what would Hermione do? What would Dumbledore do? Dumbledore's army assemble. There was sort of this, lots of viral memes going around on Twitter and Instagram. And I, at the time, was working for HuffPost, and I wrote a piece sort of really thinking through what it would mean to follow the examples of these fictional characters, and let's really think about what it would mean to do what Hermione would do. The girl breaks a bunch of school rules and then drops out of school. She abandons her family, risks her life dozens and dozens of times. She starts a child army, among other things, and then she loses a bunch of friends in a war. So I really wanted to sit with this question of what would it mean to do what Hermione would do, and is that really what we are asking of ourselves and of each other? Is that really what we expect of ourselves? In the process of researching that piece, I came across Vanessa and Casper's podcast and fell head over heels in love, binged all of the episodes, and then I emailed Vanessa. And I said, I love your podcast. You seem really great. You're a feminist Harry Potter fan with a Hungarian last name. I am a feminist Harry Potter fan with a Hungarian last name. We're obviously destined to be. And we started trading emails. It turns out we are, as we like to call each other, low-key soulmates. She's saved in my phone as low-key soulmate Zoltan. And we became friends. And I am a huge evangelist for this podcast. I have lots of friends who love it. I have a friend in Brooklyn who says, I don't go to church. I just listen to Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. It's my church. And I so admire what Vanessa and Casper have done, taking something that people love and giving them a space to think about it really seriously and to draw lessons from it that they were probably already drawing already. And as she said, to do that in community.
All right. And some of those lessons may have been felt, and now we're thinking about them.
And now we can be explicit about them and sort of apply them to a very real life situation that is confronting us.
And Vanessa, you're going chapter by chapter through the books, which gives you a lot of things to talk about because the books are very long and there are quite a few of them. But
there are 199 chapters. Counting at home.
All right, 199 chapters. And so let's, instead of talking about chapters, you're going to be talking about a character in particular, and not just in one book. I mean, these characters develop over the arc of all of these books in many different ways. But from your perspective, and bearing in mind that there are people who are not close readers of Harry Potter or haven't read Harry Potter at all listening right now, tell me about Hermione. What makes her so special?
Well, for your listeners who haven't read Harry Potter yet, that's okay, but fix it as soon as possible. So Hermione is the brightest witch of her age, is what is said about her. She is like the definition of precocious, and she is very much a product of her time. I think that she is being raised in a time in which evil has been temporarily thwarted, but is rising again, and really is a prototypical social justice warrior, which is a mixed term that I think Hermione would reappropriate. And what I love about her, besides the fact that she and I both have like bushy curly hair and awkward teeth, is that Hermione makes mistakes in her social justice work. She has some like white feminism problems. She has problems with sometimes prioritizing her social justice desires over her relationships. She has a crush on like the wrong boy, in my opinion. She's a wonderful young woman who is like really worth us looking closely at. And there are a lot of jokes about how, you know, without Hermione, the boys would be dead in book one. But truly, without Hermione, Harry would not be able to accomplish what he accomplishes. And I think that we are in a moment of retelling stories from women's points of view, right? Like with all the Harvey Weinstein allegations, we're looking back and we're saying, okay, what happened to Ashley Judd? What happened to Mira Sorvino? Where there are new documentaries, you know, out thinking about Monica Lewinsky differently, thinking about Lorena Bobbitt differently, Tanya Harding, all of these women who we scoffed at and were marginalized and we're now putting at the center of the story. And you know, this is not new. Margaret Atwood wrote the Penelopod, the like feminist version of the Odyssey 27 years ago. But I think we're in an exciting moment of rethinking these stories from the women's points of view. The Wife, which just came out with Glenn Close, is another great example. And so I'm really excited to spend a significant amount of time really thinking, like, what if these books were the Hermione Granger series? What are we missing by centering Harry and not centering Hermione?
One of the things that I find fascinating about Hermione, and I would love to hear your take on it and your take on it, Chloe, is that she is portrayed as a rule lover. She wants to do things right. She wants to follow the rules and get the best grades. And I think we all either can relate to that or know somebody who fits that profile. But she breaks the rules all the time because she is so driven by what she sees as right and wrong. So there's a lot of this moral struggle going on in Hermione's character that you don't necessarily see in the other characters, because breaking the rules is not as big a deal for the other central characters of Harry Potter. I mean, Chloe, do you think that that's an interesting thing to examine and think about with our own actions?
I do. And I think that one of the reasons that people are so attached to the Harry Potter series is that you get to watch these kids grow up. You know, they start at 11, they end at 17, and you see them mature over the course of the books. And what you see Hermione go through is what a lot of teenagers go through, which is a disillusionment with authority, with institutions, and with the structures that run the world that she has entered at age 11, by the way. She's coming from the Muggle world into the Wizarding world, and you see her sort of memorize the rules of the Wizarding world, and then over the course of the books, she comes to distrust a lot of the institutions that she has trusted by default, and she comes to realize that just because something is legal doesn't mean it's right, and just because people in power say that you must do something doesn't mean that you should do it. And I think that's something that a lot of teenagers can relate to. Was that Rory in the background, Vanessa?
Yes, that was my dog, Rory Hermione, in the background. I apologize.
She's the cutest dog in the world, so she should be here with us. And I think that process of recognizing the flaws in the institutions that you have been taught to trust unthinkingly is a process of maturing that a lot of 15, 17-year-olds can relate to as they're going through it, and a lot of us who are older than that can remember going through it.
Now, I can imagine people listening right now and thinking, what are these very intelligent, very well-educated professional women doing, spending their time talking about Hermione Granger, a fictional character in a series of books written for children? And Vanessa, if somebody said that to you, make the case. Why is it important to think about this and talk about it?
I think for a lot of reasons. First of all, I think it's really important for us to practice our imagination. You know, you can't look at the state of, I mean, let's just take one issue, the environment, the literal weather and world around us, and, you know, the prognosis for our Earth, and think that we don't need to be working our imagination muscles, because we clearly have not figured out how to live on this Earth correctly or well yet. And so we need radical thinking. We need to be practicing looking at something that we've read 100 times, 1,000 times, the earth, the weather, the way that we engage with resources. And we need to be looking at it in new ways. And we need to be doing that with the faith that we can figure out a way to live symbiotically on the earth with rigor and, you know, with science and in interdisciplinary ways, and then in community, it's going to need to be a huge effort. And so I think that we practice with things like Hermione because she's easy to practice with. She's a fictional, adorable character with great fan art, played by a very beautiful, smart young woman in movies that we've all seen, and that she's just, it's easy to practice with Hermione, and it's much harder to talk about these big things. And so I think it's important to do for our imagination muscles, and I think it's just important to practice on things that are easy. If you're running a marathon, you don't start on marathon day. You start, you know, with a Couch to 5K app, and you start by walking and practicing radical empathy and learning from Hermione. I think it's great practice for how we're going to think about all the women who are running for president now, and do women really need to be likable in the same way that men, we want men to be likable, and all of these complicated questions that are so difficult in our real life are much easier with a character whose feelings we can't hurt, who there are no negative repercussions. We can practice on Hermione and experiment with her in a way that I think is really productive. Yeah, I mean, the slogan to our podcast is reading fiction doesn't help us escape the world, it helps us live in it. And, you know, we as a society believe in stories. We obviously believe in stories, whether those are religious stories or, you know, Black Panther. We do believe in stories, so let's use them.
Well, and on the podcast, you limit yourself to a chapter per podcast. Now you're taking on the whole series. I mean, is that a little overwhelming, Chloe? What would Hermione do when you've got thousands of pages to draw from?
I think we're going to pick some key moments in her life to draw some lessons from. But for me, the big question really is, how do you use the example of this fictional person to learn about resistance and love and living a good life?
We are out of time, but thank you both so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I've been talking to Vanessa Zoltan, co-host of the podcast Harry Potter and the Sacred Text, and Chloe Angel, contributing editor to MarieClaire.com. She lives in Iowa City. They're bringing a live podcast. Oh, she lives in Coralville. All right. They're bringing a live podcast event to Coralville on Monday, March 18th. Tickets are available to talk about what would Hermione do. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.